Is Zichron Noam Yoshua. My nephew passed away about 6 years ago. He's actually Zyortzitz tonight and tomorrow. So our learning this summer is Ilu's Neshama. His name was Noam Yoshua ben Yaakov. Zichron Levracha. So if you can have that have in mind, his Neshama should go to highest points of Gan Eden. This is Hashem. So we'll do Bishul B'Shabbos, God willing, this summer. So we'll start with Bishul D'Iraisa, and then there's Inisid Rabbanah of Shehiyah and Hachazara and Hadmana. But the first weeks, we have to concentrate on Bishul, which is D'Iraisa, and that's Simen Yud Shin Yud Ches. There are some Dinim D'Rabbanan in Shin Yud Ches that talk about a Knas of Maaser Shabbos, but that we'll get to, God willing, at the end of the summer after we do the D'Iraisa and all the Drabbanans. So I just want to start with the following, just a real quick akdama. You know, the Mishnah says in Shabbos and Ayin Gimel and Aleph that there are 39 malachas that are usher to do on Shabbos. And we know that the three-pronged punishment is if you do it b'shogeg, you're chayv chattis. If you do it b'mezu with Edim, without Asra, or without Edim at all, you're chayv karis. And if you do it with Edim and Asra, and there's a Kabbalah's Asra, you're chayv skiwa. So, the model for the Lamentes Malachas is really basically threefold. The most famous is the Mishkan, which is the Gemara and Testament base, that the 39 activities that were done in the Mishkan, which we'll break that down further today, is the model for the 39 Malachas that are also on Shabbos. There is a Tosim Sochem on Kuf Yud Zayin in the base that quotes a Medrash that the Jews did 39 malachas in Mitzrayim under bondage, under Perach of Mitzrayim. And when Hashem released us, we, Baruch Hashem, were able to stop doing those 39 malachas. So that's a completely different model. And then Rav Gorin Zatzal has in his Sefer Zohar that there are 39 activities Hashem did to create the world. And he rested on Shabbos from doing those. So that serves as the a model for the malachas of Shabbos. So the three different, and then he has all pilpul there. How could you have otzah? Because Hashem is everywhere. You know that song you sing the kids. Hashem is here. Hashem is here. Hashem is everywhere. Right? How do you do otzah? Hashem's everywhere. So he has all pilpul about that. But it's interesting to note that there are three models to the malacha of Shabbos. And as I said, the most famous is the Mishkan. Also. The Gemara just points out, I just want to point this out quickly, the Gemara points out why do you need to mention that there are 39 Beferish? Why does it have to mention 39? So the Gemara says, because if you do all 39 in one shot, you're high of 39 Malachas. Meaning you forgot that it was Shabbos and you did all 39. The din is that you're high of what we say, chiluk malachas. Chiluk malachas means that you're chai of all 39 malachas. And that's why the Mishnah mentions here, Gemara has on Ayin Dalet, Ayin Gimel Beis, in the first line there, we should just know what that Gemara means, and that is that, Minyan Alamali, why does it mention a number? You could count 39. That's the institution called Chiluk Malachas. So if you forgot it was Shabbos, you did all 39, you have 39 Chatal. So the Rav Zatzal would always say from Rav Nachum Zemba. Rav Nachum Zemba Zatzal was killed by the Nazis. Yimach Shemam, who was a great Gaon. He wrote a sefer called Totsoas Chaim. So he has two approaches to the institution of Chiluk Malachas. Do you view the Chiluk Malachas as the Tezis Rid and Shabbos and Kuflam and Chesmanov as a Lashon that it's like Chaylev and Dam? You know, Chaylev and Dam is usher every day of the year to eat. Every day of our lives, Chaylev is Chiv Karis, Dam is Chiv Karis. So he says he compares the 39 Malachas to Chaylev and Dam, meaning there are 39 distinct categories. That's one way to view it. The other way to view it is that there's one Isser of Lotasek HaMalacha, and there are 39 Ofanim to be over the Isser, meaning I can eat ham with ketchup, mustard, or salt, or pepper. So I can be Mechal Shabbos, Choresh, Zoreh, Bishul. But there are 39 manners to be over the Isser of Shabbos, not 39 distinct categories. That was the first approach. Second approach is that there's one Isser, there are 39 Ofanim to be over that Isser. L'may nafkaminis. So Tosis has here, and I give him a base. The second Tosis, 2 days, is that when you give a Hasra to a guy who's about to do a Malacha on Shabbos, Do you mention the actual malacha? Do you have to? So if you take the first approach that there are 39 distinct categories, then you must mention the malacha. You're about to do chorish, you're about to do kosev, you're about to do ofe. You must mention it because there are 39 distinct categories. As it says, it writes the kamo chelev adam. Or do you say no? I can just generally say it's asr b'mechal Shabbos. That's if you take the second approach, that it's one isser, there are 39 manners to be over that isser. And there's 2 days in Tais and Shabbos, I didn't give them days, that second Tais, the Maskel Mishum, whether you must mention the specific malacha in your Hasra or not. So that's what Rav Nachum Zemel wants to say in his Sefer Totzos Chaim, that he said, Rav Shechter Shlita told us that was the first shtickle the Rav would always say when he taught said Shir on Shabbos. He would say over from Menachem Zema, these two approaches into the concept of Chiluk Malachas. But that's how we view the 39. That's why the Mishnah mentions a number to tell you this institution, Yesh Chiluk Malachas B'Shabbos. We should just point out, it's not our topic now, but the Gemara has in Makas Adafchav, Ein Chiluk Malachas L'Yontif. There's no concept of Chiluk Malachas L'Yontif. Only on Shabbos is there Chiluk Malachas. Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal once said, because he felt that the Isser Malach on Yontif is not like Shabbos. The whole Isser Malach on Shabbos is to create an atmosphere you can have Simchas Yontif. So we're not interested in breaking them down to different distinct categories. So that's why Ein Chiluk Malachas on Yontif. But on Shabbos, there's an Isser of Shomer, there's a Din of Zohar, and Shomer is on its own on Shabbos. And therefore you could view it in one of two ways, either 39 distinct categories, or one Isser to be over the 39 manners, like, you know, ham, could be with ketchup, mustard, salt, and pepper. So through Shabbos, you could be over one of those 39 minutes. That's the second approach. Okay. So that's as an introduction. Let's get to now our topic at hand, and that is that the Mishnah doesn't mention Bishul, right? It only mentions Ofa. So the Mishnah, the first, I think, 11 Malachas, I think it's 11, I think, are Sidur to Pas. And Rashi on the Mishnah comments when it says Ofa, he says Beferish, it was not in the Mishkan. It was not in the Mishkan. So he says, what was in the Mishkan? He says that Simamonim of the Seva, which we're going to learn in the Gemara, was in the Mishkan. So if you just take the simplest reading of Rashi on the Mishnah and the Gemara for that manner on Ayin Dalim and Beis, the Gemara asks, well, where on earth is what? Where on earth is Bishul? Frekta Gemara. Alash Ma'ofa Amar Papa Shavak Tana Didam Bishul Sumana Dav Mishkan V'Nakad Ofa. Right? So Rav Papa says, you know, the Tana left it out. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, not a problem. It says Sidur Depas Nakad. Right? Gemara says Sidur Depas Tana Didam Sidur Depas Nakad. So the simplest reading of the Gemara, I think, with Rashi, I think the Pashup Shad is just Rashi and the Mishnah, without Rashi and the Gemara yet. With the Gemara and Rashi and the Mishnah, I would say that Bishul is the Av and Of is the Toldo. Okay? That's what I would say. I mean, the Gemara is saying that really, you know, Bishul's the Iker thing in the Mishkan, and Pas was not there, Of was not there. And therefore, Bishul's the Av and Ofa's the Tolda. Who says that? Yushalmi says that Beferish. Okay? Rabbeinu Chananel actually says we found the Yushalmi. He must have had a different girsa. The Rabbeinu Chananel here on Lashva Ofa, he must have had a different girsa in our Gemara because it seems like he didn't have it. It just says Omer Apapa that he left out Bishul Simmanim and mentioned Afiyah. And Loma Farish Behed Yahim Osu. When even our Gemara does say. So it must be he had a different girsa. I think it points that out on the bottom. Cheshik Shlomo points out what we just said. In front of Rabbeinu Chananel, you have different gears in the Gemara, you have to say. Rabbeinu Shlomo Vilna says in the Haris, and Rabbeinu Chananel, you have to say the different gears. But simplest reading is that, and that's what the Yushalmi bears out saying, that in fact, the Yushalmi I wanted you to see is on Nunamid Beis, in Dapi Yushalmi, and it says, Atkami Afia told us Labishu, Aramar Hachin. So it says, Lamaisa, Mishani the Tana Nakat Seder Suuda. So it's Beferish Nishama that Afi is a Tolda and Bishul is the Av. So that's why I think you get the impression from the Gemara and Rashi and the Mishnah. But you look at Rashi on the Gemara, how does Rashi teach on the Gemara? Rashi teaches on the Gemara. He says, "Sidur de pas shishko bo nakiv ofer the makom bishul the sim manhu do bishul de pas." So it's kind of like, you know, ofer is the makom bishul. You see from Rashi, I think he's trying to say not that way. Rashi's trying to say that they're both ovels. Bishul's certainly an av, and ofer is also an av too as well. So according to Rashi, Poshup Shad, it's considered to be what it's considered to be. Rashi on the Gemara seems to be that Rashi on the Gemara seems to say that the Feirish that both of them are avos. Bishul and Ofa are both avos. And the truth is that Rashi and Beya says it Befeirish. So Rashi and Beya on Kaf Gimel and Beis says Befeirish. Ain sudden dogim avagav the shechita ve'afir ubishul me avos molachosain. He says a black on white. So you know lemaisa, what we have so far, I think we're going to suggest is I think Rashi shechita lemaisa is that avos, that both bishul and ofa are the av. The Rambam in Pirik Tes halach aleph is the feirish seeming like that. He says akol echad hu. Right, he says, "Mashal Ofen Bishul Shneim of Malacha," and the Yerayim also seems to say that also Ofen Bishul is what is a Ofen Bishul is also Avos as well. The Yagli Tal quotes him in Sifkat Nalef Osyud Gimel. He says that Beferish as well. I don't think it's possible to say that. So we have two permutations so far, right? We have two permutations. We have either that, like Yushalmi, that Bishul's the Av, Ofa is the Tolda. And we have the second permutation that both are Avos. I don't think anyone says that Ofa is the Av and Bishul's the Tolda. I didn't find anyone who says that. That would be the third logical permutation. But I don't think anyone says. I wanted to say that maybe the Arayim, but I don't think that's what Eglei Tal is saying. He's saying they both are avos. So the bottom line is that it seems to be, if you look in, there's no nafkamina ladina about whether it's an av or a tolda pashup shot. There might be a whole shtickle we could say, but I don't know. We're not going to say it today. It might be a nafkamina, but the lemaisa pashup shot. There's no nafkamina, and the Lechem Mishnah speaks it out. Pirik Yud Beis Halacha Ches. Since there's no nafkamina ladina between the av and the tol, the Rambam was a medakdek. But as we said, the pashup shah in the Rambam is that it's all considered to be what? It's all considered to be, both of them are considered to be avos. And I said, Nalecha Mishnah points out in Pirik Yud Beis Halacha Ches, in Hilchos Shabbos, since there's no nafkamina ladina, the Rambam didn't go out of his way to say it beferish. But as we said, the simplest reading the Rambam here is that it is considered to be akol echadu, and they're both what? They're both avos. The Rambam has this whole concept anyway of main avos, but it's pretty clear in the Rambam. I think that you know, in Tes Aleph, he says Kol Ini Necheru Ofa Gros Chay Echad Ofa Pas Ogam Avashas Amichel Osa Samanim. You know, Mochamis Samayim Kol Ini Necheru. I couldn't be as clear in the Rambam. I think that they're both avos. In the Rosh Hashulchan, he also says Ladine Nafgamina. In Sifkot Nalev, Shin Yuches Sifkot Nalev. But he seems to say the Feirish that Bishul is the Av and Afia is the Tolda. Like we said, the simplest reading of the Gemara and Ayin Dalem is, and Rashi on the Mishnah seems to say that as well. And he speaks that out, the Feirish. And the Bach also, in his first piece here in the Beis Yosef, the Bach also says Bishul is the Av. So it seems like he's also speaking that out, that Bishul is an Av and Ofa is the Tolda. So if you say like that approach, obviously when the Mishnah says there are 39 Avos regarding Ofa, it's Lav Davka, because it's not the Av, it's the Tolda. Just got to add that in. Okay. This just seems to be a little bit of a problem. There's a little bit of a problem here because we mentioned that the most famous model of Melechah Shabbos is the Mishkan. So there's a famous machlokes that the Eglei Tal begins his sefer with. You know, the Eglei Tal was the Avnei Nezer. famous Sefer Nochel Shabbos. He begins a Sefer with a machlokes Rashi and Rav Hai Gon. When you say can corresponding to the Mishkan, do you go bust of the Benias HaMishkan? Was the building of the Mishkan the model? Or was it the Avodas HaMishkan, meaning the Karbonis that are needed? So he claims that this is a machlokes between Rashi and Rav Hai Gon. Okay? I mean, it's Beferish, the might some place where Rashi and Rav Hai Gon, this machlokes. Rashi says very clearly, always building. Rashi always says the building of the Mishkan. He says in Amen Tesavid Maskalheim Zaru Vakatru, Shazaru Vakatru Litspa Tchelis Vaoros Elim, to build the Mishkan. That's a Rashi Lamaisa always says. Rashi and I ain't giving them enough. The Rashi that we said there also says, Pas was not Shaykh Bimlechas Mishkan. What do you mean Pas wasn't Shaykh was a Mishkan? What do you mean they had the Shtei Lechem? They had Lechem upon him? What do you mean it wasn't Shaykh? It wasn't Shaykh in the building. That's what Rashi means when he says that, and I ain't giving him enough. And he speaks out in Mem Testament Beis the same thing, that they're planting Lispot Tchelis or Rus Elim. That was for the construction of Mishkan. And also Rashi on Sadi Beis and Aleph. So Machloikis, there is where he quotes Rav Hai Gon. It's important to note all the Marmakomos, and you chazer them over if you guys please get a chance, at night if you can, or in the morning, however you want to do it. But the Mishnah says on Sadi Beis, I'm Motzi Bein Bimino Bein Mismolo B'Tocheiko O'Akseif, if I carry my right hand, the left hand, I carry it with my chest, or I carry it on my shoulder. So Rashi says, what's Masa B'nei Kahas? They carry things on their shoulders. And on the right and the left, Kuruch Ara, and the Cheik. That's how they carry things in the Kineg, the Binyan of Mishkan. And then he quotes there, B'Shem Reb Yudah, he says, B'Shem Rav Hai Gon, Reb Yosef, I'm not sure, B'Shem Ribari, B'Sati B'Shem Rav Hai Gon, Shemafurish B'Sham, B'Pkudis Alazim Ben Aaron HaKoin, Shemin Amor, K'teris HaSomim, Mincha HaTomim, Shemin HaMishcha, Shemin Echa B'Mino, Shemin Echa B'Smol, V'Akteris B'Cheik, Amchidim V'Kotev. That's all Kineg and Avodas HaMishkan. The oils, you know, the fragrances. So there it's a beferish machloikis. The otzos b'nei kat, Rashi learns, was how they built the Mishkan. According to Rav Hai Gon, you're learning it from Karbanos, which is connected to the Avoda, not from the Benias of Mishkan. So if that's the case, if that's Rashi Shita, it just, it's a little bit difficult, Lamaisa, just to point out. If you hold Lamaisa, that in fact, like the Rambam, and like we said from Rashi and Bey and Rashi and Gemara, that both Of and Bishul are Avos, where was Afi in the Benias HaMishkan? Where was Afi in the Benias HaMishkan? You got to ask that Kasha. Because Rashi's a Benia man, and Rashi pushup shot holds, like we said in Bey, he says black and white, they're Avos. Even though it might be against Rashi and the Mishnah, there's a Rishash somewhere, I forgot where. Rashi and Mishnah always will say, let's say, like the Pashup Shad or the Havamina. But Rashi and the Mishnah is really not Maskan Ladina. I think there's a Rishash somewhere that says, or Taisis Yontem quotes a Rishash. The Taisis Yontem, sorry, can't quote the Rishash much earlier. But I think the Rishash quotes a Taisis Yontem somewhere that Rashi and Mishnah always will go, if you have a Havamina the Gemara, it doesn't mean a Ladina when he's Mazmer something on the Mishnah. But nonetheless, let's assume Rashi Shita that both of them are Avos. If both are Avos and you're a Benia man like Rashi is, so where was Afia in the Benias of Mishkan? In that vote, of course there was Lechem upon him, there was the Shtei Alechem. So I think you got to suggest like this. It could be. Now the Egle Tal is Ma'orer this. The Egle Tal is Ma'orer this, and he basically writes that V'ad Amaksha Shas Shavak Tana Didan Ubishus Mona Hav Mishkan Nakan Ofa Lav Lamen Ula Ofa Havet Tolda and the Komakom Yosher Hav Lula Tana Lachshov B'Vashon Hav Mamish B'Mishkan. He's saying that it was Mamish in the Mishkan, and it's an Os Zion, it's an Ofa Sifkot and Os Aleph Sifkot and Zion. He still says that that Bishu was stronger, Mamish B'Mishkan, seems to be hinting to the fact that what? That Ofer really wasn't, if you connect it again to Benias HaMishkan. But maybe we could suggest like this. There is a, I gave you the Marmakayim, it's the Tais HaRosh. The Tais HaRosh, here in Shabbos, and I endow him an olive, quotes Rabbeinu Tam. And he says, in fact, that Ophah is an Av. It was in the Mishkan. And it was done in the binyan of Mishkan, k'dei livdo katchelus. The Gemara has a menachis on Mem Gimel Manaf that in order to check whether tchelus is really tchelus and not indigo, kaladilin is what's called indigo, a blue color, they would have a blue thread, and you wanted to be, it was already blue, so they wanted to determine whether it's from the chilazon, which was tchelus, or was from indigo. So there's a way they would do it, they would put the thread in a dough, and if the dough would take, or it would develop the dough, then that's an indicator that it was tchelus. And if it wouldn't, then it would show it was indigo. So if that's the case, Lamaisa, Tzitzit Rosh quotes a Rabbeinu Tam, that Taka says that there was baking in the Bnei HaMishkan to determine whether tchelus was really tchelus. So, and the way he's masber the Gemara, is that when the Gemara says, because he asks, what's the Gemara's kasha then? Tana didan shav, you know, bishul, tzimumanim, shavak tana didan bishul, tav mishkan v'nakad ofa. When ofa also was in the Mishkan. So the Rabbeinu Tam says what the Gemara's kasha was, or Papa's kasha was, why did you leave the Iker Dover in the Mishkan, which is Bishul Simamanim, and mention something that's Tufel, which is Ofa? The Iker Afia was for Bedika Simamanim. So the Gemara answers Sidur de Pasnaka, meaning the fact of the matter is that because it was a Tufel, and we also have the Svar of Sidur de Pasnaka, it made the Mishnah. But Sidur de Pas would not have been enough if Ofa was not in the Mishkan at all. Would not have been enough to substantiate why I was in the Mishnah. That's how Rabbeinu Tam, Taisa Rosh Kodesh Ben, learns up the Pshat in the Gemara. So I was thinking, maybe that's what Rashi would say, is that in a Hanami there was a what? There was Afia in the Bnei HaMishkan. Maybe Rashi holds, like the Rabbeinu Tam, that the Taisa Rosh quotes. I just want to point out, though, that the Ramban does ask on the Rabbeinu Tam. He doesn't like it, because he says to bake in order to check whether Tchelus is Kalilin, that's already when it's already on a thread. But here they used to dye. They dyed the stuff in order to make the what? The skins blue. So they, Mistama, they knew, you know, there was no need to have a bedika. They were using the Mistama, they had the chilazon in front of them. It's a very strong kasha. Lomais, he says, hey, ma'atzmah yusovin osoba, my bedika boy. There was no need to have a bedika. And he says, if Ofa wasn't the Mishkan, maybe it should have listed it, and we should have 40 malachas and not 39. Okay, that you can answer. Lamai said that the actions are similar. They're just ones with water, ones with baking. But it's like a historical machlekes, where the Ramban's asking Rabbeinu Tam, said they really need to check that? I mean, they were dying it themselves. Maybe they needed to check it. I don't know. Maybe they were given it already as tchelus, and they still needed to check it. I don't know. It seems like a historical machlekes here between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh and the Ramban. Yes, Zach.
Rashi Mayan Dalit says by
Ophi
that the Lo Shayach Lach Mishkan Klal.
Isn't
it?
Yeah.
How is that
going to
work? Even
on
the
Gemara,
Rashi says the Lo Shayach
Lach Mishkan
Klal.
Where yet? I Dalit and Beis.
Yeah,
not Ophi. Yeah, the Lo Shayach Lach Mishkan Klal.
It's hard to say that.
What do you mean? You mean because it doesn't...
How can you go like that?
He's being mazbe, but that's the kasha of the Gemara, you know?
So that, even the Gemara...
I'm saying that's in the kasha. Maybe that's in the kasha. When the Gemara gives the answer, maybe the Gemara gives an answer and says it was in there as a tafel. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's what the Gemara meant in the Havamina. The Gemara in the Havamina held that, you know, some of this tafel shouldn't be counted at all. The Gemara says, once you bring in Sidur to pass, plus what? Plus it's tough will be enough. But I hear it. It's a good kasha. You hear what I'm saying? So that's what the Gemara held in the kasha. The Gemara held in the Teretz, no, once you have Sidur to pass and it was tough, it's not enough. That's what I want to suggest. The Lashon HaKlal is strong, right? But I think maybe in order to make it in the Mishnah, it had to be important, Lamaisa. So that's what I'm saying the answer. But it's a very good hara. Okay. So that's what I want to suggest. Maybe we could suggest for Rashi, and that's how it was considered to be what? Considered to be part of the what? Part of the Bnei HaMishkan. Maybe that's what one can suggest. Shat Lamaisa. Okay. It's interesting because it all depends, that Gleitala's Olshtigl Torah, it all depends whether baking was Docha Shabbos, the Afiyah of the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Aponim, on Sadi Hei in the Beis of Menachos, is a machlokes tanoim between Rebbe and Rebbe Yudah Anasi. Between Rebbe and the Chachamim, Rebbe Akadosh and the Chachamim. So if it's Docha Shabbos, then it wasn't one of the Malachas. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh held that Afiyah Shtei Lechem and Lechem Mishnah is Docha Shabbos. So Rebbe was Masada the Mishnayis, so he didn't think Ofa was considered a Malacha B'Shabbos, because it's Tachat Docha Shabbos. And therefore the Gemara asks a good Kasha, Rav Papa says, oh, you left it out. You left it out, Lamaisa. So it might also depend on that, Lamaisa, to what degree you hold that. The Rambam passes that it's not Docha Shabbos. Perakei Halacha Yudah was Tumin Musafim. But nonetheless, that might be related to. But that's what I wanted to suggest. Shat Lamaisa, according to what? According to Rashi. And that's what you got to answer if that's, in fact, the issue at hand. Okay. So that's the... That's what I wanted to get regarding the Av and regarding the Tolda. And as I said, I didn't see anyone hold a third permutation that held that Ofa was the Av and Bishul was the Tolda. That I didn't find anywhere. Okay. Fine. Let me just see the Minchas Chinuch, last Mar Makom that I had here. The Minchas Chinuch is here. Where is it? Post Yud Aleph. Went out here with the Minchas Chinuch. Post Yud Aleph. What does he say here? Now the Minchas Chinuch has a suffix. Interesting. In Os Aleph here. The shear is a grogris for Afia and for Bishul, okay, which is a fig's worth. But he has an interesting suffix, the Minchas Chinuch. Let's say when you bake dough or you cook meat. So when you bake dough, the dough expands. So is the shear grogris do you look at before you bake it or after you bake it? Let's say before you baked it, it was less than a grogris, and after you bake it, it expands. It happens to be by cooking meat, cooking shrivels. So you could clear the same shiloh. If it was more, then it became less. So, Lamaisa, there's a very fine sefer called the Metal. He's the Lubavitcher's Yeshiva in France. And he wants to say that this suffix, the Minchas Chinuch, depends upon what's the Getter Adin of Bishul and Afia. If the Getter Adin is a change in the Metzias, then you're going to have one conclusion. Or if you hold it's a Tikkun HaOichel, you're going to have a different conclusion. So he wants the taina that might be the shiloh at hand regarding the shiloh whether what's an av and what's a tolda. If you hold, for example, they're both considered to be toldas, and they're so both considered to be avos, then in fact you could say the whole word is that it's a ischachus, that it should be roi b'malacha, roi lachila rather. So Av and Bishul are the same thing. The whole purpose is to make a Mesukin Lachila. So they're both Avos. Whereas if you hold it, the Getter Adin is a Shinui in Metzias, so obviously Bishul and Afia do different. Bishul, you know, shrivels it, and Afia expands it. So therefore you could say that Bishul is the Av, and Afia is the Tolda, because it does it in a reverse way. So that's what he wants to say. It's that Shiloh depends upon that. And maybe the Shiloh of the Minchas Chinuch, the Sovi, the Minchas Chinuch, also depends on this as well, meaning to say that if you hold that the Bishul and Ofa is a Shinui Lamaisa, and it's considered to be what we would say a din in what? A din in, you know, preparing the food. So Lamaisa, you know, you're not gonna, all you do is you look at, you know, the shear at the end of the day, Halacha Lamaisa. So that might be, you know, might depend on that Shiloh, whether the shear is in the Batzik or you look afterwards. Might depend how you view it as a shinui, or do you view it as a tikkun meichel? It's a tikkun meichel, you look at the end. So he says, I'll read those lashon. He says, im chiyuva the bishul va'ofu hu mishum maisa shinui shenasa ve'isa va'basar chai al-yidei afi bishul afiza yesod ha'malachu din ba'batzek va'basar chai me'melit shir grogas u'shir ba'batzek va'basar chai k'mo shayu kodim ha'afiya va'tzliya. So if you focus on the fact that it's a shinui in the chefsa, then you have to focus on what it was in the beginning. But if you look at the focus being a tikkun oichel, you look at what's going to be at the end after it expanded or after it shriveled. Yes. In other words, if you hold it's a shinui chefsa, you look at the first stage. Shinui chefsa, change in the actual item. You're doing a pu'ula Haley, a change in actual item. So I look at what it was its first state. But if I say I'm looking at the whole focus, Tikkun Ocha, I look at what the end was. Tikkun Ocha is the preparation for the food. So therefore I look at the end, and the end of the day was expanded or it shriveled. So that's how he wants to say those two Nakudas might be Hab HaTali. That's what he wants to say. So yes, Donnie.
How do you say that it's Tali in Tikkun Achila at all when you find Bishul buying on food items?
Okay, well, he's talking about within, when you do food, Lamais, that's what you look at, because non-Bishul items, there might not be an expansion or a constriction.
So
I'm saying when you get clear to Shylon, Bishul, let's say, of foods, Lamais, what is its function? Okay, yeah. What is its function going to be? That's what he wants in tiny. Okay. All right, very good. So that's the first, actually, the first one was the Chakdama we had about the Malachas, what it's modeled after. And then we had Chiluk Malachas, and the third Mahalach we had now is an Avra Tolda. Okay, let's go to number four, and then we got to get to what Donnie mentioned as well after this. I just want to mention, this is important that we should know this, and anytime you're learning Shabbos, there's a very important Machlokes, the Rishash and the Minchas Chinuch. What is that? The Rishash makes a comment on the Mishnah where he claims that if you put a seed in on Shabbos, different shittas in Tanaim, the three shittas, if I'm not mistaken, Rosh Hashanah, 3, 15, or 30, how many days it takes a seed to absorb into the ground, or to, what's the word in English, to attach to the ground, okay?
Germanate.
To take, or to germinate, right, to take. How long does it take? But let's assume it takes 3 days. So he says, you put a seed in on Shabbos, in the ground, it takes till Monday, let's say, the end of Monday for it to take. Let's say on Sunday I take it out. He says, I'm not chayiv. He says, by Zriya there is a Tanai that has to take, and l'mafrei I'll be chayiv on that. That's what he claims. That's what Rishash claims. And the tremendous chiddush of the Rishash, you'll look it up if you didn't get a chance on the Mishnah, but that's what he's mechadish by Zoreya. And the Minchas Chinuch is very stark against this. In Os Aleph, he says very stark in Zoreya there, he points out that the Rishash, he says against the Rishash, it's in Zoreya, Os Aleph there, and he claims the second you put it in, you're chayiv. I don't care what happens after. You take it out Sunday and prevent it from taking. He says there's no way. He says there's no way that you can pair. And I want you to get this Nakuda, and this is why it's connected to us in general. He says, you cannot compare a fia of Isriya to one another. If I put something in, a fia by its very nature is a malacha that's delayed. And therefore we know that if I put the thing in on Shabbos, on Friday, I put something in on Friday, and it gets baked on Shabbos, I'm not chayv on Shabbos. It's a delayed malacha. He says, Zriya is not delayed. The second you put it in, you're chayv in the Maisa Zriya. And that's the Sugya and Shabbos Dav Dal. If you wrote a pas, you have pas on the wall, and you take it down, Radiyah is a pas before it gets baked, I'm Pater. So he says, you don't compare Zriya with what? With Ofa. Zriya is, you put the seed in, your chayv right away. Ofa is a malacha that's in general is delayed, takes a process. And on that Lamaisa, you are what? You are going to be putter. And the Minchas Chinuch says you can't compare the two at all. Whereas the Rishash says, no. Just like what? Just like Zriya, you need to, what? Have it taken, Mafrei, your Chai. So to by Afia, if your Ofa B'Shabbos Karov L'Chashecha, even though it finishes on Motzoi Shabbos, you are Chai. And that's a famous Machlokas, the Avnei Nezer and the Sukkot Shavar Rebbe, the Avnei Nezer against his Talmud, the Chalkas Yoav. If I put something in on Shabbos in the oven, and it won't get baked to Motzoi Shabbos, I'm Chai of Skiwa. Okay? That's a very famous machloek, because we have to know, if you put something in Shabbos, if I put something in on Friday, of course I'm potter. Why? Because in order to be Mechal Shabbos, what do you need? It's very important. Rashi says in Shabbos, Samach Vav Manaf, you need a Maisa. You can't be Mechal Shabbos B'Shev Al Tase. You always have to do a Maisa on Shabbos. So here I did do the Maisa on Shabbos, but it got baked on Saturday night. So that's a machloek, Avdi Nezer, and also the Chalkas Yoav, and the Rishash is assuming that in such a case you will be chayiv. And that's why he equates afia and zriya. Comes along with Chasidus and says, no, afia is different, lamaisa. Afia is different and different than zriya. Zriya will be chayiv immediately. And afia, lamaisa, is this delayed type of thing. And he takes a side and he says, you're chayv on that. But Lamaisa, I want to point out, there's a sheet that says you're even putter in that case. But Lamaisa, he says, Zri is completely different. That's a fundamental machlokes, which does connect Lamaisa to us on... does connect us. Now, how do we paskin on this machlokes min cheskinuch and rishash? So that Gleital in Zoreas of Konches says, beferish like the min cheskinuch. He says, chayv and Zri are right away. Even if on Sunday I take it out before it takes a root, I'm chayiv against the Rishash. He's very, very strong about this. The Gleital agrees with the Minchas Chinuch, and so says the Shvisas HaShabbos. Shvisas HaShabbos and Zoreh Osiv Gimel holds like the Minchas Chinuch against the Rishash, and therefore they put what? They put Zoreh in a box, okay? They put Zoreh in a box, and they say that, Lomaisa, Zoreh is much different. A fee, as I said, is open to a machlaikis. Will you be chayav or will you be putter in that situation where you put it on Shabbos and it happens on Saturday night? Lamaisa, he does say you should be makim lechumra for the Rishash, that if you put a seed in, he says take it out on Sunday, because in the event that the Rishash is right, at least you'll be saving yourself. Now there are two strong rayas I want you to know for the Minchas Chinuch against this Rishash. Two strong rayas. One is the Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Beis. The Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Beis says regarding Shogeg, to be Chayiv Achatis, you have to be Shogeg Mischiloso Atzof. The Lashon Mishnah is, the Lashon Mishnah on Kuf Beis and Manal says, you're Peturin Achi Mischiloso Atzof and Shkaga. You have to be Shogeg in the beginning and the end. Now, according to the Rishash, that means you have to be shogeg even on Monday, which is a pella. No, I mean Monday's not Shabbos, right? Mishnah says beferish in chilasu v'sofa b'shkaga. I mean Monday's not Shabbos, so the Shvisa Shabbos there in Sifkot, it's the Be'er Rechovos on the side of the Shvisa Shabbos. We have it here. I have it here right here. Shvisa Shabbos and the Be'er Rechovos. That's his hesber. In the middle of the Shvisa Shabbos, around it is called the. Those are the two classical gedolei achronim. Degletal. In the Shisa Shabbos, in the Malacha Shabbos, so in the Be'er Rechovos, he's masber that this Mishnah is a Raya Brura like the Minchas Chinuch. He says that Monday is so important that it's not even Shabbos. That's one Raya. Another Raya, which is also very stark against Rishash, is a Mishnah in Trumas in Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah says Beferish Hamavashul B'Shabbos. That's the Mishnah about Maisa Shabbos. Then it says, Anoteya b'Shabbos shogeg yikayin. Mezid yakor. It says, Anoteya b'Shabbos. I plant something on Shabbos b'shogeg. It says yikayin. You can leave it. You can leave it? What do you mean? According to the Rishash, I should jump and get that seed out of there as soon as possible. No. To save myself. It's like it's for fallen already. Mishnah says yikayin. What do you mean yikayin? You can leave it. So that's also a very, it's a stark araya against the what? Against the Rishash. There is, he quotes a whole shtickle Torah from Sfi Pesach Frank to answer it, but I didn't chop the whole thing, so I'm not going to say it over. He actually uses the Mukiyos, I'm sure everyone learned the Bava Kama this year. The famous Mukiyos, the old Ishim Shum Chitziyav, like Rabbi Yochanan Gedzer Shlokish, Eish is one of the Avos Nezikin. So if it's Mishum Chitziyav, Frek Nemukiyos, how do you light? How does my wife and your mother's light Chanukah? Or wives, how do they light on Shabbos? Right? Every time the Eish lit, you're Mechal Shabbos. So Mukiyos says you go bust at the beginning. So I didn't cop it, but he goes through a whole, he uses that Nemukiyos to try to frame for these kashas on the Rishash. But I want you to know at least the Raya is that the Egletal and the Shvisa Shabbos go to prove like the Minchas Chinuch against the Rishash. Okay?
What was the first one? It must be Shogeg from the beginning to the end.
Yeah, but those have to be Eli on Shabbos. Mischilas Vesov on Shabbos. But according to Rishash, a critical part of Zoreh is on Monday. What do you mean? It doesn't mean Monday's not Shabbos. So you have to be Shogeg on Monday to be Mechal Shabbos? It's a Pella. Okay. But nonetheless, I want you to get those. There is a Bir Halacha that sides with the Rishash. So I want you to know that Shin Lamed Vov, Dibur Maskal Gabi Yesedos. He says,
"This is the Bir Halacha."
Bir Aloch and Simon Shin Lamed Vav through Maska Gabi Yesedos, he discusses a situation of placing a plant that's in a pot, flower pot, you know, and he talks about taking it off the table and putting it on the ground. If you want to put it on the ground on Shabbos for a day or two, before 3 days. So you're going to move it, you know, you put it on the, from the table to the floor, the dirt, and you're going to move it on Sunday or Monday, before the completion of Monday. He seems to say that that's mutter. So that's going with the Rishash, unless somehow you're machalik between tvuah and seeds. I don't know. But Lamaisa, that bir halacha seems to side with the Rishash. Nonetheless, most gadol achrim go like them in Chasun, very important. And Lamaisa, the Minchas Chinah, again, boxes in Zoreh and Afiyah is different. Whether you hold putting it on Shabbos and Motzoish and it bakes on Moshiach Yechav or not, that's a big machlokes, Av Nezer and Chalkas Yoav, which is very important machlokes. To go from Friday and then it gets baked on Shabbos, that's Chlorir not Chav, because based on that Rashi and Sanhedrin, you always need to do a Maisa. Or to be Mechal Shabbos, to your rice, you need a Maisa, Maisa, Maisa. You cannot be Mechal Shabbos, Shev Altasin. In fact, that's how the Chassam Sofer in the Beis Meir answered that Kashan and Muki Yosef. He says, how do you, Muki Yosef equated Nezikin with Shabbos. So that was his premise of his kasha. So Muki Yosef's answer, you go bust at the beginning. The Beis Meir, the Chassam Sofer, and the Rav Zatzal said the kasha doesn't start. Because on Shabbos, you cannot be Mechal Shabbos in a form of Shev Altasin. They broke the premise of that equation in the kasha, right? Whenever you have a kasha rishon, Ron Sarek Shlid always taught us, there's a premise in the kasha. And when you give a teretz, is that premise destroyed? Does the premise remain? So the premise of Muki Yosef's kasha is the equating Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Nezikin. So the Beis Meir, the Chassam Sofer, and the Rav Zatzal are breaking that premise and saying, what, by Nezikin, maybe you could be chayiv in Nezikin, if, even though physically you do it at B'Shev Altas, but not by Shabbos. Shabbos, Rashi says, you look up that Rashi, it's on the Hedrit, Samach Lovonov, it's on the Mishnah, you need a Maisa, you always need a Maisa. That's how they answer that kasha. Okay. All right, very good. That's regarding the Geder Malach of Shabbos. Now let's go to the topic we want to get to now is Richuch and Kishui B'Dvarim Shena Ochlim, which will relate back to food as well, B'ezras Hashem. The Gemara says in Shabbos, on Ayin Dalin and Mebez, a little bit right after that Gemara. Thank you, Moshe. Thank you very much. Very appreciative. It says, Lashva Oifit says, Omar of Papa, I'm sorry, it says, Omar of Achabar, Rav Avira, Hai Man, Deshada, Sichta, La Taina, Chai Mishum of Achal. Guy throws a peg into an oven, Schaivalt Bishop, Shita, Maudatim, Lishri, Monaka, Machavin. I'd have a Havin, meaning they're just trying to harden it, and therefore it shouldn't be called Bishop, Kamashman, the Merife, Rafi, Vahar, Kamet. So, there's a big Machlekis Poshib shot. What exactly is Maskanas of Gemara? Here the Gemara introduces the concept of Bishul on things that are not edible, non-foods, metals and things of that sort. And the Gemara has it in the next line, Amar Rabba Baravuna Haiman Dar Artach Kufru. You want to melt pitch, Mishchai Mishum Vash, Pshir Dem Aude Dengwe Kevin Arvi Kusha Eim Alo Kamash Malan. So what does Rashi say here? Rashi says, the Sharach Zichta, the Hishlich Yosei Lach, you threw a wet peg, the toner ham liyavsho she is kasha, the shrurei lechazek vein kan bishul, the merafe rafi ayidechoma or b'mayim shebesocha yotzim, lach she yotzim meimav kamed shrivels miskash gets hard chirafe breish ave bishulo. So Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara that the softening is the malacha. Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara that the softening is considered to be the malacha. That's what Rashi seems to say. Chiyuv bishul is not on the actual hardening of the kli, but rather it's lamaisa, it's the rifui, it's the softening, and lamaisa the hardening is just a result. And lamaisa, I was bothered by what Baruch Hashem had found in the Egle Tal. You know, one of the rules of Shabbos is that you have to be kayama. The malach has to be kayama. So I was thinking to myself, the softening doesn't last, right? So why yichayev? It's temporary. So that's where's that requirement? That's a mishnah in kuf beis and beis. Then you malach le mimis kayemis. So this is not permanent. So the Egle Tal already says in the Mishkan it wasn't permanent. First of all, he says malachas that are like trance. transitory, like Hotzah, don't require Kavua, because that's their nature. And then he says, if it wasn't Kayama in the Mishkan, then also it doesn't require. The Eglital writes that Beferish. And Lamaisa, that's the way you what? That's the way you could say the Pshat, Lamaisa, fits in the what? In the Lashon of the Gemara, right here. And that's what the Eglital is Medayik, that the din of Kayama is not needed because in the Mishkan, Lamaisa was there. That's the way it was in the Mishkan. Okay, let me, if you can find that real quick, I'll give you Mara Makom, where he says this word. Yeah, it's on page Resh Pei Dalet. It's Os Yud. You know, there are two Oses. You always got to look in the Eglital. It's Sifkan Tes Os Yud. So it's Tes Yud and Omid Resh Pei Dalet. He says Beferish that it wasn't a Mishkan like that. Efshel Omer Shem Hituch. That's what he wants at Taina. Okay. All right. So Rashi clearly learning that the malacha here is the softening. Okay. If you look in the Rambam,
and what is softened about
the pen? Before it gets hard, it was wet. There was like tar on it. So it softens and then it gets hard. That's the process, Avi. So the softening, the first phase, is what the malacha is. That's how Rashi learns. Okay, if you look in the Rambam says like this in Perek Tes Halacha Vav. He says, "Amatech Acher Mimini Matchas Kolshu Omechamim Is Amatochas Achetas Gachelis." Har is it told us Mevashel? So this already it told him Mevashel because I guess it's not food. Amamases is a dunag or a sachelev or a zephis. If you melt Kofar, Agafir, sulfur, tar, sulfur. Or is it told as Mavash Mechayim? And he writes, Klolo Shel Dover. This is Perek Tes Halacha Vav. Bein Shreifa Guf Kasha Ba'esh, O Shehikshe Guf Rach, Har Zechai Mishum Mavashel. So the Rambam says, any change, if you harden something that's soft, or you soften something that's hard, there's a Chi of Bishul. So the Rambam clearly seems to say that Lamaisa, it's not just softening, it could be what both. Now, we're not suggesting now how the Rambam learned the Gemara, just want to get the Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says that softening is the malacha of Bishul on non-food items, and the Rambam says could it be either or. Now the Mishabrura, interesting in Sifkaten Shinyuch, in Simon Shinyuch Esar Simon, Sifkaten Aleph, the first Sifkaten Paskins Beferish like the Rambam, Kol Sreif as Akasho Hekshas Arach Ay Mishum Avasho. Mishabrura says, you got to be very careful, he says, if you put a piece of eitz in an oven to dry it out. And you have to be very careful about that. He says, please don't put eitz in lachem on a tanur to dry them after shkia. Could be a diraisa, chshash diraisa. So the Mishnah Brura seems to side like the Rambam halacha lamaisa. Now, it's interesting, in the Shmira Shabbos Kilchasa, in Omer Chav Zayin, Os Samach Beis, I have it here. He says, "Beferish ain laniach lechem samach leish kedi latznimo." You know, guys like to have toast, right? You know, everyone likes to have toast with their eggs. So, a guy wants to put a shtick. He takes a piece of bread, puts it by the radiator. Shabbos morning, right? He wants to have a shtickle bagel, right? So, what's the din? He says, "Kiyare lechem ishtanu miskasha bekach." He says, "You can't do that." Says the Shmira Shabbos. And in the Horus, you know, in the Horus, he always quotes from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. In the Arizer Kufbei Gimel, he quotes the Tshuvah Sholem Eshiv, Rav Natan son of Shol Natan, one of the great Gedol Achronim, and the Tshuvah Sholem Eshiv says, Usher to make toast, because you're going to be Maksha Davarach. And it's Usher Ladasa Ramban, Kamo Bechol Davar Shemaksha Guf Rach, anytime you harden something that's soft, it's Usher. And he says, Allah Lamais, you have to be very careful. He says, also to soften, let's say, toast, to dip it in liquid, you're softening. Halacha l'maisa. He says, put in a klisheni, which is not yatzel lettuce bowl, or a klishlishi, that's even yatzel lettuce bowl, that he claims would be mutter. But you see, the Sholem Eshiv has quoted this, that it's usher to make toast, and it's echoing the sheet of the Rambam. Okay? It's a very big chiddush. However, just want to point out, Rabbi Avadya, I have it here in Nichavet Das here, Nichavet Das in Chelik Gimel, Simen Chav Beis, quotes the Sholem Eshiv. And he says, oh, it should be usher. Maybe we'll get to that tomorrow, maybe because of a malacha called Makkah B'Patish. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But Lamaisa, he says, if you go like the Shulchan Aruch, it would be usher. But he claims against that. He claims Lamaisa against that. And he claims that according to the Rambam, these are only by things of what? That are non-food items. According to the Rambam, Lamaisa, you want to tell him it's usher because you're hardening something soft? That's by non-food items. That's by kalim and you know, material goods like metal. But we don't say that svara on the we don't say that svara on food. That's derech achila. And therefore, Rav Avadia is very strong, Lamaisa. So it comes out to be really a machlekes between Rav Avadia and the Shmir Shabbos. Would it be also to make toast by a radiator? According to the Shmir Shabbos and Shmuel Zalman, in the Aris, it would be also echoing that Rambam. And Rav Avadia says, make a taste. The Rambam's Chiddush was only said by non-food items. He never said it by food items. This Chiddush. Okay, but this, I want to bring to the back to the Gemara here. In the exact shot, Lamaisa and the Gemara, we said, that's the Machlaisa. Lamaisa comes out that Tysus here and Tyson of Odazara are bothered by Akasha. Right? They're bothered by Akasha, like Abbe Bishalaku. And the Gemara there, in the Vodazara, and Daf Lamaches, says, Beferish Lamaisa, that we are considered to be Mekel. And our Gemara seems to be Machmer. So, what's the pshat, Lamaisa? What's the pshat? So it seems that the pshat in Taisus is that by Shabbos you're chayiv because you're miskavler falso, and even if you have kavana l'shrurei, but you're chayiv because it has to what? You have to go through a process of softening, and then it gets hard, and therefore that's the kavana you have, and on Shabbos you're chayiv on that. Whereas by bishlakum they were mekel, since it's only nisr rabbanan, yirker kavana is not to what? Not to mimavashal. So therefore, we're mekel halacha lamaisa. But in Shabbos, which is a diraisa, we assume your kavana is to what? Go through this process to get soft and then hard. So memela what? Memela, that's the process, and you had kavana for that. Whereas in the bishulakim lamaisa, they were mekel. It's more of an objective din. And your kavana was not to cook the gourd, and therefore you didn't even know the gourd was in there. And when the goy put it in there, lamaisa, we're mekel. So comes out, Lamaisa, that comes out. I mean, the way Rashi seems to say and Tosfos seems to say, it's an issue of what, having kavana, not having kavana. The Ramban mentions a lashon that it was a psikration. The Ramban in Ayin Dal and Beis, Lamaisa, asks the same kashas as Tosfos and Avodah Zarah Tosfos by us, and he mentions a lashon. I quoted. He says, the motor of Shimon Psik Rashi Lo Yomus. So he mentions a Psik Rashi. It's a little bit different than Taisus. No matter what it is, you have Kavana. So if you have Kavana, Lamaisa, so Shabbos, you're going to be Chayiv. And then by Bishlak, which is the Rabbanan, you really did not have Kavana Labishul. And therefore what? And therefore we consider you to be Mekum. So it comes out, Lamaisa, that that's the Ramban's pshat Lamaisa in the Gemara. Now, there's another nekuda I want to get to, is that how did the Rambam learn up the Gemara? Because we said the Rambam said that softening or hardening is chayiv. So Lamaisa, it's clear in the Rambam that when you harden something, Lamaisa, you're chayiv. So what did the Gemara mean in the Hava meaning when it said, and therefore you're not chayiv? I had a Hava meaning you want to harden it, but according to Rambam, it said hardening was chayiv. So what's the Gemara's Hava meaning? So the Lechem Mishnah asks this Kasha on that Rambam, and he gives it teretz. And he says, we're talking about a peg that was hardened from before. You just want to make it harder. So that's the Hava meaning that L'shuri Kamachavin is potter. Because Lamaisa, you think you're not going through any process at all. Lamaisa, it's not really hardening because it really was what? Hard before. Kamashulan, no. Because anytime you want to harden something even more, first it becomes softer, and then it becomes hard. And on that, you're chayiv. That's what he wants to learn up to Pshat Lamaisa, Lechem Mishnah. And the Lechem Mishnah also points out in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph in the Ram, which we didn't mention yet, the Ram says, Yud Beis Halacha Aleph, Hamachamin is a matkus lasorfo b'mayim. If you're machamin metal, lasorfo b'mayim, or as it told us, maver b'chayiv. So the Ravid says, why aren't you chayiv bishul? Shot a sick to lason our case, why aren't you chayiv bishul? The Ravid asks on the Ram. Again, this is the Ram Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph, the other Ramah. So what's the answer? Like the Mishnah says, you are chayiv in a chanami. You chayiv maver and mavashel. You chayiv both. That's what the Lechem Mishnah learns. You chayiv both. So it comes out, Lamaisa, that's how the Lechem Mishnah says the Rambam learned the Gemara. It's interesting, though, I want to just point this out. The Chazon Ish in Simin Nun, Sifkot and Tes says, Chazon Ish said, anytime you do two malachas in one time, whatever your kavan is what is kovea, what the malach is. So he says, here you did Havara, and here you do Bishul. Depends what your kavana was. Not Bishul. So Lamaisa, that's the way the Chazon Ish reads that Rambam as well. But Lamaisa, what comes out is that's how the Lechem Mishnah teaches us how the Rambam learned the Gemara, but you're chayiv in both tracks. Softening something that's hard, or hardening something that's soft, and that's how we learned up the pshat in the Gemara. So that's the standard pshat, Lamaisa, of the Rambam. It's a little bit difficult to me, because if you look in the Shart Siyan, in the beginning of Shin Yud Ches, the Shart Siyan in Sifkot and Dalet, Shartzin and Sifkot and Dalet seems to say that he learns the Rambam differently. He seems to say, Shartzin says that when you're, he says, Kevichak Kushan Istum Misrapet Chilul Chaval Ripui. It's Mashma from the Shartzin, he learns the Rambam like Rashi. In other words, according to the Rambam, the real reason why you're Chayiv, when you harden something, is that really it gets soft first. Meaning the way that Mr. Shartzin is learning is that really Rambam is like Rashi. We learned that Rashi's the softening was the Mechayev. And we said the Kolo Shodavar, it seems to be in the Rambam, but the way that I think the Shartzin is learning in the Rambam is that even when you're hardening, first it gets soft, and then it gets harder, you're Chayev for the softening. I don't know how it fits necessarily in the Lashon of the Rambam when he says Kolo Shodavar, you know? When he says Kolo Shodavar, doesn't he seem to be saying pretty clearly that it's either way, but maybe he would read the Rambam that either way is because you're always what? You're always softening. You know what I mean? Closer to the main strafus goof kasha beish, or shehiksha goof rach, maybe that's how he would read the Rambam. But I want you to get that the way that Mr. Brura learns in the Shar HaTzion, he seems to say the Rambam is learning, it comes out like Rashi. Halacha l'maisa. Okay. So that's a very beautiful chiddush, because usually we present it as a machlekes Rashi and a Rambam, but that's where the Shartzin seems to be learning. So this brings us to a third sheet in the Rishonim, and that's the Arayim. The Shvisa Shabbos here in Bevashos in Sifkot and Lamed Vav quotes the Arayim, who claims that you are chayiv because of the bishul of the water that's inside. There is moisture inside. There's water. Melach Lucas min eitz. Zokti Yerayim. Reishayin Kuflam Adal. Pirish Achiyu Bahad Ashada Sichnu Latsunach Humishum Shemelach Lucas min eitz mispashlum. Then Achiyu Mishum Rifyon eitz. And if you look at Rashi on the Rif, on Bezim and Aleph, Zok the Lashon, listen to this, Vizel Lashonu, Demirfe Rafi Ayedechom, Vamayim Shebesocho Chamim. The chiyuv is because the water gets cooked inside. Wow. So it has nothing to do with softening or hardening. It has to do with water. The water and the moisture inside. It's a davar shelo miskaven. Even if it's a psik reish, mistomets lo nichale. The pshat is that no, lemaisa. This is the process that is needed to harden a peg, is you need to get the water out. So we view it as if it's ivukim miskaven. So these are the three shittas I want you to get. Rashi is the softening. Posh Mishan Rambam, like Lechem Mishnah, it's softening or hardening. Shartzin and Rambam, and the Rambam was like Rashi. Third sheet is the Urayim, and the Rashi and the Rif, that it's the water inside. So it comes out, Lamaisa, that there are three shittas. Okay. But it comes out also that we could say that when we read the Lashon of the Gemara, when the Gemara said, Ma'ud etema, the Shad of the Sichla Sona, and it is Kamash Maner Chayev. There basically could be four ways to learn it. Rashi and the Tosafot of Avodah Zarah say the Isser is Mishum Ripui, and therefore it's Miskavin Mamish, because you have to go through that process, it's soft and hard. Second Pshat is like the Ramban, it's a Pshik Reisha, it's not Miskavin Mamish. The third Pshat is the Rambam, according to Lechem Mishnah, is that it's what? Is that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be hardening. According to Mishnah Brura, it's the softening. And the last pshat is the Urayim, is that the fourth pshat is the Urayim is out to the water. Okay, let's just finish up a little bit of halacha lamaisa, what comes out from this, what we would say halacha lamaisa. We should just note that the Rambam has in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Tes Halacha Gimel, the kol mevashel davar sheino tzarech bishul klal pater. If you cook something that doesn't need bishul, it's pater. So, this is a bit of a pelt. I mean, if you cook water, I could drink water. I'm not chayev, chas v'shalom. So that already is shartzian. Please get that. Shin yuches sifkat kuf yudalit. The shartzian, kuf yudalit, says, b'shin the Birki Yosef, he has a suffix, the chidah. If you cook fruit, raw, an apple or a pear, peach or something, you could eat it raw, but you cook a peach. So he's mistopic whether that's the rice or the bun. Definitely usser. So what you have to say is that there's some improvement all the time through cooking. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Aleph. He says water, even though you can drink it from the tap without bishul, and milk too, but it does get somewhat improved through cooking. You're going to tell me if you cook water, it's not chayiv? Of course you're going to be. It's usser. Dirabanan dirayso, okay. The chidah is mistopic by fruit. The stomach by water, for sure you have dirayso. You know, it gets rid of all the bacteria when you cook water, hot water. So that's for sure dirayso. But he has a something about fruit. So that's what the Shul Hamishnah is also holding. When you go from the bread to the toast, you can eat the bread without the cooking. Nevertheless, you're improving it. And that's why Taka maybe held it was dirayso. It's very interesting because Rav Avadia held Hefter Gomer, the way that the Shmir Shabbos seems to be saying, maybe it would be dirayso. But the Rav Avadia is machalik. That's only by what? That's only by inanimate objects the Rambam's talking about, or not inanimate objects, but non-food items. But that's the nekudas machlokes lemaisa that really comes out. Now it could very well be an added chiddush that comes out that I just want to note to you: the Prima Godin in Shin Yud Ches in the Eishel Avram. You know, the Prima Godin wrote a parish on the Magen Avram and the Taz. On the Magen Avram, it's called Eishel Avram. On the Taz, it's called Mishpatzot Zahav. So he writes, melting is usher, even if it's ein yad, so lettuce bowl. Shvi Yisrael Shabbos quotes this as well in Sifkat and Lamed Aleph. It's a tremendous chiddush. So the Shmir Shabbos says in the Ha'aris, in Dalid, he says, B'shem Rav Shlomo Zalman, if there's an issur of melting, even when it's not yad, so lettuce bowl, then it should be usher to melt even in a klisheni. So that's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush, L'maisa, that, you know, we're saying that this notion of Hamasa, you know, might even be us, or even if it's not Yatzel lettuce bowl. And that's why, even though we don't paskin like this, but we should mention the Chuvus von Huggis, or Sternbach, actually says it's usser to take a temperature, lemaisa. Usser to take a temperature, use a thermometer, because you are cooking the filament. That's what he wants to say. And he says, this is the derech bekach. That's what he wants to tie in. It's the derech bekach. So Rav Moshe clearly held not the way in Chelek Al Simin Kuf Chav Ches in Ikras Moshe. It's mutter to use a thermometer as medidah shel mitzvah. Shmir Shabbos says it's even mutter to do blood pressure for a cholek sas. And they held it was mutter halacha lemaisa. You can even shake it down lemaisa the thermometer and get it ready halacha lemaisa because you know they held halacha lemaisa, and this is what the Sefer Mor Shabbos says: you're not merapa ala eish. Rav Fisher also mentioned this etter. Inap rapa eshvil toldoto. And the Orlitzian says the same thing. You don't have to be choshes to the chimum of the filament. It's not considered bishul b'or. It's like bishul b'chama, and that's mutter. It's not the derech b'kach. The Sternbach said it is the derech in this way. But we don't look at it. We look at it objectively, and that's why we're not choshes at all. Because the notion of softening something that's hard, the filament is not something hard. It's a soft thing. And through the chom, it expands. Love it, klal merapa guf kasha. It's not considered to be softening something hard. So that's why we have a kula on that lemaisa. We assume halacha lemaisa is considered to be permissible. But that's what comes out from this. So it's an interesting concept. You can have bishul on non-food items, diraisa. And the question is, what the kuda is? Softening, hardening, or is it the water that's inside? I just want to close with a, does anybody have the Maseches? You have a Shabbos there? Just a regular Shabbos. The Mordechai has a Chiddush. Mordechai says when you dry your clothes from water. Thank you very much. Does this have the standard Mordechai or? Yeah. I don't know the regular. If you dry your clothes on Shabbos by a radiator, what's the story? So the Mordechai says in the end of Perek Tolan, he says that this is usher. Okay. Let me see if I have it in the regular. Find it much quicker in the. Where's Perek Tolan? Right here. You know, can I Eli, the Gemara I gave you, can you hand me the Gemara I gave you early in Seder? Because I have it right there. He says it's usher to do because of Bishul. Amazing. Now, does he mean the Bishul of the water inside? Maybe. Or he means, thank you very much. Or he means maybe Bishul of your cooking your clothes. I don't know. Maybe in an Adam Navji, but I wanted to just close with that. Mordechai, thank you, Eli. He says, in the end of Perek Tolan, he says, Yesh Lasso Lanagev Abagadim Shashurim Bemayim Somach Leish Beshabbos from the Labe, cleaning. Minav Oncho Pishon, Kulotokat Avfil Beisham Lashur Alek Shnosu Himal Shemesh, Shabbos Asum Shum Labe, Kamoshapir Shrashi, Chemashim Malikin, the Kamra Onim Mishalabu, Ode Yesh Lasso Mishum Avashal, Kamodeshada Sikhn Lassona, Argomara, the Chai Mishum Avashal, Piraklaw Gottle. Now, he quotes that Gemara, unless he's learning like Rashi and Arif and the Uraim, that's the water inside, maybe he's saying what we're saying. And it's in non-food items, there's a din bishul. Unless you say he's learning like that, I don't know. You don't get that impression, though. Maybe. And also, last Nekuda Tosfos, read in Shabbos, and Tosfos read in Avodah Zarah Lamechet, says no problem bishul akum, because it's got to be derech chas, this is only through achiwa. And when the gourd was in there, the bishul wasn't done for the purposes of achila, so the kas is only through the form of achila, and that's not being pronounced there, the achila. So Tzritzit, there's no problem, bishalakim. Okay, all right, we'll stop here. Anything you guys need, you let me know. I'm going to show you everything. I got you guys ketchup and everything. Usually, you can eat over here, okay? And then we'll start, 2:15 is mincha, 2:30 is second seder, so we'll do kira. We're going to do kira. I'd love to try to finish it. No, Gomarashi Tysis, you try the best you can. Go the Icarus to understand it, go slow, or however you want it is. And tomorrow we'll continue on. I want to discuss about Makim Patish with Bishul. And we got to get going on Bishul Diraisa, Bishul Bamayim, Kli Risha, Kli Sheni, all the different topics. What do you say? Michal's 2:15. 2:30 second Seder. Okay? 2:30 to 5:30. Thank you very much, Arya. I appreciate it very much. So I'll tell you who to send it to, okay? Mm-hmm.